I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. In high school baseball Thursday night, Lake Mills won at Clarion Goldfield Dows 7-2. Bulldog starting pitcher A.J. Remicker earned the win. Brady Hansen hit a first-inning two-run homer, and Casey Hansen blew it open by clubbing a three-run homer in the seventh. Tonight, Power 96 will be in Lake Mills as the first-place 2-0 Bulldogs take on the 0-2 last-place Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears at 7:30 in the top of Iowa West, weather permitting. The two schools meet in softball at 6 in Lake Mills. Both teams there are 1-1. In the top of Iowa East, Northwood Kensett takes their 2-1 record to Sheffield, and they'll play 1-2 West Fork. In softball, they play at 6. West Fork is 1-0, while the Northwood Kensett softball girls are 1-2. The 64th anniversary season of racing at Chateau Speedway inched a little closer to reality as about 50 cars turned up for the first of two test and tune sessions Thursday night. Not all of the premium box seating has been claimed yet, so anyone interested in purchasing one for the season should contact owner Mark Witaski for details through Messenger on the track's Facebook page or email chateauspeedway@gmail.com. A second test and tune session is going to be held next Tuesday, the 23rd, before the season opener next Friday, June 26th, with the first green flag of the season at 7:15. Seven classes of cars featured every Friday night. Lots of excitement surrounds the return of the Wasota Super Stocks this season. Running along with the Supers will be the Wasota Hornets, Pure Stocks, Street Stocks, and Midwest Mods. And also back again this year at Chateau will be the USRA A and B Mods. At the RBC Heritage Golf Tournament Thursday, Ian Poulter holds a 30-foot birdie putt, closed out his round of 7-under-64, giving him a share of the lead Thursday with Mark Hubbard at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. The top three players in the world are at the tournament, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, and Justin Thomas, and none of them broke par on a day in which 66 players shot in the 60s. Webb Simpson, Ryan Palmer, and Victor Hovland are one shot back of the leaders. Colonial winner Daniel Berger, Brooks Koepka, Ernie Els, and Bryson DeChambeau were in the large group at 67, three shots back. The Minnesota Timberwolves and Minnesota Lynx are cutting pay and staff because of the financial impact of the pandemic. Both teams are owned by Glenn Taylor. The organization said it has temporarily reduced salaries for employees that earn $70,000 or more annually and laid off an unspecified amount of their full-time workforce. The FLL Fountain Lura Lake Fishing League had their first tournament of the year at Lura Lake. Ian Latham and Mark Bartleson took first place with four fish weighing a total of 15 pounds, 15 ounces. Jason Howland and Griffin Thompson took second place with 15 pounds, 4 ounces. Minnesota Twins superstar Miguel Sano told the Dominican Republic newspaper that he's being blackmailed and being accused of kidnapping and assault. On Thursday, the Twins said they were aware of the report and they're still trying to find out more information about the situation. Odalis Ramos, a lawyer, has accused Sano and three of his friends of kidnapping, beating, and threatening to hang his client, Rowdy Omar Sanchez de la Cruz. Sano denied all of the accusations, and he said that Sanchez de la Cruz was involved in a sexual assault incident that included someone related to Sano. So far, no charges have been filed. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, information about the shopping show, and more can be found on our website, kqprfm.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.